A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Was the most powerful figure in Bakerville. He owned the town's hotel, general store, and largest cafe and gambling house. Many suspected that he acquired much of his wealth by operating crooked gambling games, but such opinions were not expressed openly. It was common knowledge among townsmen that anyone who made a big win at one of his poker or faro tables soon regretted it. No one knew this better than old Sam Thomas, popular editor of the Bakerville Gazette. Got his information firsthand.
Now, you've given me all the facts?
Every one.
And you're sure it was Bruce Owen's men who slugged and robbed you?
Of course I am. Saw him working around a faro tables in Old's Cafe.
You know, I can't understand how you was able to win $1,000 at his place.
Yeah, something went wrong and I got an honest deal.
Would you mind telling me how it happened again?
Not at all. I collected my winnings and I left Owen's place. And I decided to celebrate a little, so I went in the bar next door for a drink. Started for home, and I was feeling pretty good about my winnings. Till I saw Snake and Tex coming toward me on the boardwalk. I knew by their manner that I was in for trouble.
Hey, Jeff, what is it?
I want to talk to you.
What for? I don't want to...
Hey, let go of my arm.
Shut up. All right, Tex, take care of it.
Right.
Oh! So the two of them slugged you right there, huh?
That's right, Sam. When I came to, they'd taken my wallet with $1,000.
Hey, golly, Judd, I sure wish something could be done about this.
Well, so do I. Owen's so powerful, I wouldn't have a chance against him.
Well, that situation may change.
What do you mean, Sam?
Well, I'd like to read you part of the editorial I used in today's Gazette. It's already been distributed.
Oh, go ahead. I'd like to hear it.
Well, I won't read all of it, just the important part. Now, let's see. Here it is. Tonight, my son, Bill, returns to Bakerville after studying law in the East for 3 years. Bill's return with a legal education should satisfy a dire need in our community. Perhaps steps may now be taken to put an end to crooked gambling in which the operator grows wealthier with every deal of the cards. Gambling in which a lucky winner is beaten and robbed of his winnings after leaving the establishment. Wonder what Owen will say when he reads that. Gambling in which a lucky winner is beaten and robbed
of his winnings after leaving the establishment.
That ain't so good, Owen.
There's more. Listen to this. As in the case of Judd Wright, who was set upon and robbed yesterday after winning $1,000 at one of Bruce Owen's well-known faro tables.
Why don't you let us put old Sam out of the way?
No, I'm afraid of that. But I want his paper out of the way, pronto.
What do you mean, boss?
I want you boys to burn the Gazette office to the ground.
Burning pretty hard, Snake.
Yeah. Come on, Tex. Let's get out of here.
Smoke's bad already.
Come on. Let's get back to the boss.
The Gazette's on fire.
Hey, he's right. Look up the street. It's lighting up the whole town.
Look at those sparks fly.
Come on, let's get on over there.
The townsmen formed a bucket brigade and did their best to bring the blaze under control. But by the time enough forces could be mustered, the building was a hopeless mass of flames. As the fire reached its peak, a masked man and an Indian stood unnoticed in the shadows across the street. It was the Lone Ranger and Tonto, his faithful Indian companion.
This plenty bad fire.
I was afraid of something like this. Sam's editorial was too strong.
Here comes Sam now.
Yes, there's someone with him.
That is son, Bill.
I see.
What we do, Kimikami?
We'll stay here for a while and see what happens.
What started the fire? What started it?
Nobody knows, Sam. Started about a half hour ago.
But didn't anybody try to stop it before it got roaring, Joe?
Sam, the place went up like a tinderbox.
Well, I've got an idea how this all started. So this is the price I have to pay for freedom of the press.
Hey, be careful.
Be careful, huh? What have I got to lose now? My life's work all gone up in smoke. Where am I ever going to get another sharp and press and all the rest of the equipment? It took me years to gather this stuff together.
The roof came out the cave in! They have just part of that roof, Lem. Someone might have got hurt.
The roof's gone. That about does it. Otto, I have a hunch Owens behind this.
Him plenty bad fella.
I'm going to put on a disguise and see what's happening over at his cafe.
What me do?
You keep an eye on young Bill Thomas. I'll meet you later on the edge of town.
I'd just like to get my hands on the pole cats responsible for this.
Dad, why don't you go home and get some rest?
Well, I am kind of tired, but what are you going to do, Bill?
I'm going to stay here for a while and have a look around.
Well, I'll be getting along now.
Good, Dad.
Bill! Bill Thomas!
Yes? What is it?
Bill, I'm Dave Crow. Remember me?
Oh, sure. I remember you, Dave.
I'm mighty sorry about the fire, Bill.
Thanks, Dave. It's a tough break for Dad.
Now, Bill, come over away from this crowd. I want to talk to you.
What's on your mind?
Don't ask questions. Come on.
All right, Dave. What's wrong?
Bill, I've always had a lot of respect for your father. And you and I always got along, all right?
Sure, I know.
Well, understand, that's the only reason I'm doing this.
Dave, I don't follow you.
Well, listen, Bill. I worked late at the express office tonight. Left the office about 10 o'clock. I was in a hurry to get home, so I took a shortcut through the alley that runs back to the Gazette. I saw the whole thing.
You saw what whole thing?
Well, I noticed a strange light come up from your dad's office, and then I was about to look in. I heard voices. I had to duck back out of the way because Snake Clark and Tex Stevens came running out the back door.
Well, who are Snake Clark and Tex Stevens?
They're a couple of gunmen Bruce Owen hired after you left for school. They're bad ones, too.
You mean they started the fire?
That's right.
Dave, you sure you're right about this?
I know what I saw. You see, your dad's editorial's been pretty hard on Owen lately.
Yes, I know. Dave, will you stand by as a witness?
Well,
I want to swear out a warrant for their arrest, but I can't without your help.
Well, I've gone this far. I guess I might as well agree. All right, I'll be your witness.
Thanks, Dave. Come on, let's get that warrant.
Well, boys, from what I can see, you did a pretty thorough job on the Gazette tonight.
We done everything just like you said.
I hope nobody saw us.
Even if they did, who dared to testify against you?
Good evening, Bruce.
What's the meaning of this? What do you want here?
I have a warrant for the arrest of your men, Tex and Snake.
What? Boss, who is this hombre?
What you mean?
Boys, this is Bill Thomas, the lawyer that's going to clean up the town. You read about him in the Gazette.
Oh, so that's it.
What are you trying to arrest him for?
For arson. I have a witness who saw them set fire to my dad's office tonight. I'm going to see that they pay.
Why, you miserable little upstart. Who do you think you are coming in like this? You and your witness. Hey, I can produce 17 witnesses to testify that Snake and Tex were in the cafe all evening. Give me that wand.
Don't touch that.
This is what I think you want. I'll tear it into a million pieces.
Why, you have your step.
That's right, Tex, hold him.
You can't hold me back. You...
Snake, get this
I'll show you. Let go of me.
I'll go about it so he won't bounce back.
No, you don't. I'm going... That's it. There. Now, shut up.
I'll open the door for you.
You mean you weren't thrown in the cafe?
You bet. I want to make an example of
him. All right.
Come on. Now, toss him out. Everybody take a good look at what happens to people who try to get shot. Next one that starts anything will get worse.
A few minutes later, young Bill Thomas came to on the floor of Bruce Owens' cafe. As he looked up, he saw a tall stranger standing over him. It was the Lone Ranger, disguised as a cowpoke. The stranger spoke.
Oh, they handled you pretty rough.
Yeah, I guess they did.
What were you doing in the office?
I was trying to serve a warrant for the arrest of Snake and Tex.
Oh?
And a witness who saw them start the fire at my dad's office.
Hmm. You picked a tough assignment.
Yes, I know.
Bill, come with me. I want to talk to you.
The Lone Ranger and Bill Thomas met Tonto at the edge of town. Then the three of them rode to the Thomas home.
Oh, sir. Oh, boy.
Come on.
Easy, big
fella. Come on.
Right.
Hello, Dad.
That's you, Bill?
Yes, Dad. I brought visitors.
Kind of a bad time for visitors. Why, I don't know these fellows.
I met this fellow at Owens' Cafe. We picked up the Redskin later.
Owens' Cafe? What were you doing there?
I can explain, Dad.
Son, don't never trust anyone from that place. You don't know, they might have been sent here to murder us.
I'm sorry you're upset, Mr. Thomas, but Tonto and I are here to help.
Here to help? What do you mean? What can you do with a...
You just listen for a moment. I think I can put an end to Owen's reign of terror.
I hope you're right, mister. I thought that all I had to do was swear out a warrant and let the law take its course.
That's all that's necessary in a community where the process of law is respected. But in Bakerville, where a man like Owen is running the town, harsher methods are sometimes needed.
That's true. But what can you do?
Well, I believe that Snake and Tex have done things in other communities that they're wanted for.
I don't doubt it. They're bad clear through.
I want to find out what they've done and who wants them. That's the first step.
That's a mighty big order.
Perhaps. That's where I need your help.
Help? What do you mean?
Now listen closely. I have a plan.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The following morning, many wild rumors spread about the town concerning the events of the evening before. Some of them even reached the ears of Bruce Owen.
Boys, there's an awful lot of talk running around town about what happened last night.
Yeah, we know.
Some of the stories confuse me.
What do you mean?
It seems that some big hombre with a black mask broke into the Thomas place about midnight and beat up Sam and Bill so bad they can find a bed.
What?
We didn't hear about that.
Who'd want to do a thing like that?
That's what confuses me.
I suppose we'll get credit for that, too.
We already have. That nosy sheriff spent quite a spell over here this morning. Just chatting, as he calls it.
Sure is spooky.
Yeah. I don't get it at all.
As Bruce Owen and his henchmen discussed the alleged beating of Sam Thomas and his son, the Lone Ranger, disguised as a rough gunman, reined up outside the gambler's office.
Oh, sir, how about you? Hey, big fella.
Hey, boss, someone's coming.
Hello, Bruce.
What's the meaning of this intrusion? Who are you?
Ranger, it ain't healthy just to bust in here that way.
Out of my way. I have things to discuss with your boss.
I'll fix you.
Wait a minute, Snake. Cool your temper. Just what's on your mind, my presumptuous friend?
Get rid of these shivering pards of yours so we can talk business.
Now, see here.
I said get rid of them.
Very well, then. Get into the other room, boy.
All right, boss. If you say so.
Be right outside when you want us.
All right, now, I'll be quick about it. What are you up to?
I suppose you heard what happened to Sam and Bill Thomas.
Yes, I did.
Well, maybe you'd like to know who did it.
Yes, everybody in Bakerville would like to know, I suppose.
Don't stall. I'm wise to you.
Now, just wait a minute.
I'm the man the town is talking about.
You? You mean you're the man who paid that little visit to the Thomas place last night?
That's right.
Well, I'll be... What'd you do?
Owen, I wanted to show you that your men aren't so tough. I outdid them.
Then you know about the fire.
Yeah, I know a lot of things.
But why are you telling me? What's your game?
I want to work for you.
You do?
Sure. I know you're a big operator here. I need a steady job.
Sounds reasonable enough. I might be able to use an aggressive man like you. Snake and Tex are pretty dull at times.
Do I get the job?
I suppose you have a, shall we say, record?
Yes, Bruce. I have quite a reputation.
Fine, fine. There is just one little formality.
Yeah?
I'll need some information.
I see.
I've often found it very comforting to have a copy of my employee's accomplishments in my possession.
I'm sure you have.
Yes, my little notebook holds many secrets.
You want to know what I've done?
I want a complete record. In writing, of course. Just a moment.
Sure.
Put it all in this little notebook right along with the others.
Ah, that's quite a book.
Thank you. Now go ahead and write.
Well, this will take some thought. I'll get the information together and bring it in tomorrow. If you still want it.
You must have quite a reputation.
Ranger rode back to his camp outside town, removed his disguise, and donned his mask. Late that night, he and Tonto reined up near Owen's office.
Oh, what's the matter? Pretty big fella.
What do you do, Kimasabi?
The ground hits the horses and walk over to Owen's office.
Ah. Sound like many feller in cafe.
Yes, Tonto. Steady, big fella. We must be careful. No. He and his men are probably busy in the cafe. Here's the door, Tonto.
Locked tight.
And we'll have to try that window up there.
Plenty high.
Here, I'll boost you.
It locked, too.
Break the pane with the handle of your knife. Be as quiet as you can.
That's up.
Now, raise window.
They go in and lock the door.
All right. I'll wait. Good work, Tonto. Now, I want that little black book. You keep it over here in his desk. Now, the drawer is locked. Give me your knife, will you?
Yeah. Here, knife.
Thanks, Tonto. I have to pry the lock. There. That does it.
Get good, we hurry.
Strike a match so I can see, will you?
There, match.
That's fine. Hold it.
You have heaped much in drawer.
Yeah, see. Here it is.
Small book. Much information.
Two old pages on Tex and two, three on Snake.
Them plenty bad fella.
He's even got pages for his car dealers and...
Put up your hands and keep them there.
Keep us happy. Yes, Toto.
Thank you, man, Tex. Sure, Snake and I'll cover them.
All right, boss.
Look, boss. He's mad.
The other one's injured.
Yes, this is very interesting. You know, when I first heard your voice from the other side of the door, I thought you were the Yahoo that was here this morning.
You were right. I am.
With that mask.
I always work this way.
If you want to work for me, why did you break into my office like this? What are you doing with my notebook?
I wanted you to know how good I am. I can get away with anything.
That's where you're wrong. You're not getting away with this, Snake.
Yeah, Bruce?
Take his gun. Tex, pull off his mask.
With pleasure.
Not so fast, Tex.
Let go of my arm.
I'll take this.
Stop him, Snake. Do something.
Come on, Toto.
I'll fix you. I'll
take care
of you.
Put down that gun.
No.
You're next, Owen.
No.
You're a bad shot. Give me that gun.
Let go of my arm.
Drop that gun or I'll break your arm.
Kimasabi, honey, follow come.
Otto, get those two off the floor.
What are you doing?
All three of you get out that door. Sam and Bill Thomas are waiting for us at the sheriff's office.
No, you can't do that.
Get out.
Here they are now, Sheriff.
Say. Like you made quite a haul.
By golly, this is a sight for sore eyes.
Sam, if this is something you're doing.
Owen, you and your gunman sit down.
Sheriff, put an end to this madman's nonsense, or I'll have your job for this operation.
I said sit down.
Better sit down, Bruce.
All right.
Sheriff, here's a complete record of crimes committed by Snake and Tex before they were hired by Owen.
No, you can't show them that.
Owen doesn't hire a man unless he has a record.
Boss, do something.
Sheriff, you're going to sit here and listen to this mass fool?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Snake and Tex are wanted in Clifford City on several robbery charges and a murder. I'm taking them back tonight.
No, you can't do that.
Don't take us over there. Not that town.
If we go back there, we'll hang.
We wouldn't have a chance.
You whining, yellow-livered fools.
You keep out of this, you fat crook.
That notebook of yours is causing enough trouble.
Now look, mister, we ain't never done nothing to you. Can't we talk this over?
Yeah, there must be something we can work out.
There might be.
What is it?
Oh, speak up.
He's making fools of you.
Owen, you just keep quiet for a spell.
If you go to jail here in Bakerville, I can't take you back to Clifford City to hang.
Just what are you driving at?
What are you trying to say?
Well, if you were to give the sheriff a signed confession of the crimes you've committed while working for Bruce Owen, you'd go to jail here and I couldn't take you away.
What do you want to confess?
I want the truth about Owen's gambling business and about the fire at the Gazette last night.
If we tell you, we don't go back to Clifford City?
Well, you can't be in two jails at one time.
All right. The gambling's crooked. It's always been crooked.
Sure, that's right.
And when some sucker got wise, we put him out of the way or blackmail him.
Lies, all dirty lies.
Bruce, I told you to be quiet.
How about that fire?
Bruce was mad about Sam's last editorial, so he sent us over last night to burn down the place.
Where are you lying, poor cat?
Bruce, what do you have to say for yourself?
I won't talk without vice's counsel. This is nothing but a pack of lies.
Stop acting, Owen. The game is over.
Sheriff, these two are lying to save their own necks.
Well, it looks as if I've done all this work for nothing. I'll have to take you two to Clifford City after all.
No, you can't do that.
We played fair. We told the truth.
Then I said you lied.
You'd see us hang before you'd own up to the way you've been swindling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If we could be alone with you for about 3 minutes, I think you'd understand.
That's right, Owen. Lucky for you, we're in the sheriff's office.
Sheriff, let's leave these three alone for a while. They'll get this thing straightened out.
Well, that's a good idea.
We'll all go into the other room and wait.
No, you can't do that. Stop me.
This shouldn't take long.
Well, golly, sounds like they're changing his mind about things.
That's settled. Let's go in.
I think Owen's ready to talk now.
Ask him if his gambling was crooked.
And about the fire.
About it, Owen?
Yes. That's all true. I've been doing everything crooked for years.
Well, what do you know?
Please get a doctor.
Toto, he's patched up.
Don't waste time on him. I want to lock him up as soon as I can.
You mean I'm going to jail, too?
What else do you suggest?
No. No, I didn't want to go to jail with those two cutthroats.
Yeah, it will be a little crowded for you.
Sheriff, maybe you could just fine him instead of putting him behind bars.
No, that'd be too easy on him.
Not if he had to pay back all the money he swindled.
And for my newspaper office.
What are you trying to do? Wreck me completely?
Oh, no. You can keep your money if you'd rather go to jail than pay the fine.
Very well. I've got a complete record of everything. Go get my books.
Well, Sam, looks like that editorial of yours got results.
Sure didn't expect him to come like this, though.
That's because you weren't counting on help from the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Bill, you don't mean that masked man?
I certainly do. He's the Lone Ranger.
Well, what do you know?
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.